It's time now for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by McDonald's Food and Family Center in the Northgate Shopping Center, Bad Axe, by Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe and Carroll, by More Motor Sales of Carroll, the minivan capital of the Thumb, and by Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe, the new hotspot of the high school sports world. Now here's your host, Clark Ramsey.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Coach's Corner on WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. I'm with you for the next 2 weeks, leading all the way up to the beginning of high school football in the Thumb. It's only a short skip and a hop away, and oh, we couldn't be more excited. Yesterday, we talked to Dave Kaufman of the Ugly Bearcats. Today, the other orange and black, Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach is coming off a stellar 2011 season. Finishing the season at 11-1, their only loss came at the end of the season on November 11th to Saginaw Novell, the eventual state champion, losing 6-28 in Saginaw. After the break, we'll be joined by Troy Schelke, the head coach for Harbor Beach, on your home for high school football, WLEW. We'll be back right after this.
There are people with book smarts, people with street smarts, and people who have both. They know what's in the book, and they know real life doesn't always follow the book. These are the people you want to treat your sports injury. Certified athletic trainer Stacy Cray at Narayan Physical Therapy is trained in sports-specific injuries, and she knows the games. Stacy knows the future physical demands on the injured area, and she has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 8 years. You have the right to choose, so make the smart choice. Take your doctor's assessment and treatment order to caring people who really know sports injuries. Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe.
Hey, to all you cheapskates out there, I'm talking to you. As one of the cheapest guys I know, let me tell you, I can get great tasting food in Bad Axe dirt cheap. I just left Chiller's Grill in the old Dairy Queen building at the north end of Bad Axe with a bacon cheeseburger combo meal and only paid $2.78. Now let me tell you again, that's a juicy bacon cheeseburger, fries, and a 24-ounce fountain drink of my choice for just $2.78 out the door. And it's that price every day between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Now, as far as taste, I love it. So why don't you give them a try and keep more money in your pocket? Chiller's Grill, north side of Bad Axe.
We are on the phone with head coach of Harbor Beach High School, the Pirates, the team to beat last year in 2011. Back for more this year, Troy Schelke. How are you today?
Really good, thanks.
Well, let's get right into it. Last year, you were the team to beat. You finished out 11-1. And not only did you win 11 games, you tripled your, on average, your score compared to your opponents, 33.5 to 11.25. Take us through last year. What was it like?
Yeah, I think last year we were a fairly young team, and we thought we had a chance to be good. And then we were fortunate. We won a lot of pretty close games. I know 33-11, but there were a lot of close games in there. And you know, I think our defense improved as the year went on and was really, really good at the end. And I think our offense did the same also. So we're a little more experienced this year, but we still want to make the same type of improvement from game to game that we did last year.
Now, compared to last year's squad, who did you lose as far as players go?
Well, first guy that comes to mind is Tom Sutherland. He was an offensive end for us, a defensive end, and just all-around good guy and team leader. He stands out. Gavin Colpert, a tight end, middle linebacker, is another big loss for us. Cody Puff, a center, and defensive tackle, another deer for us that we lost. So, you know, those are the three that come immediately to mind, and I think we had a senior class of about six. So we do lose some leadership and some really talented football players, but I think we have some guys coming back that can play football too.
So you're saying you're having an rather young line this year?
Yeah, you know, last year we were pretty young, and so we actually have some experience coming back on the line, and then we might rely on one or two young guys too. We have guys like Brandon Oswald coming back who played tackle for us last year, could play tackle or center for us. Mike Lukowski, our big right tackle, is back. We have our two guards, Clayton Wehner and Justin Lefesky, back. And then we have guys like Jake Shoemaker that are doing pretty well in practice. So one area where I think we can improve is our offensive and defensive line play, and that could really help us.
And let's go right into that. Who are your key players that are coming back this year?
Yeah, other than those guys that I mentioned on the offensive line, another person would be Avery Wehner, who's a tight end, good receiver for us. Eli Kraft, obviously our quarterback, sophomore quarterback last year, he'll be a junior this year, good runner, good thrower. He's gotten bigger and stronger and improved. Sloan Klasky, another obvious first coming back fullback, a linebacker, has really worked hard to get even stronger and faster. We have guys like Travis Essemaker and Aaron Ginther, who are receivers slash running back and defensive back types. So we have a good nucleus of skill guys coming back, and I think we have some guys that are coming up from JV that can help us too.
And how big's this year's squad?
This year we have 20 guys right now. We have one that's maybe injured, one that's sick, but we should have 20 guys on the varsity, 22 on JV.
And that's fantastic, because I understand that the veteran JV coach, Dave Corbel, is coming out back out of retirement. Am I correct?
Yeah, we're very excited about that. We lost Coach Collins, retired, a very good coach for us, but we couldn't have done better with as far as replacements concerned. Mr. Corbel has over 30 years of experience, great coach, great teacher, and I think he's really enjoyed himself so far. So we're really lucky to have him back.
It's time for our first break on WLEW's Coach's Corner. We'll be back with more from Troy Schalke, the helmsman of the Pirates in Harbor Beach, right after this.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
Come to Moore Motor Sales in Caro for this summer clearance event. Save on Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep. The 2013s are arriving daily, and right now that means great savings on the 2012s. Buy a Dodge Grand Caravan for under $22,000. See the all-new Dodge Dart for as low as $15,995. Plus, we also have the 2013 Ford Escape, a winner in the segment of small crossover utility with athletic driving dynamics and plenty of useful high-tech features. All now at Moore Motor Sales. M81 in Carroll.
Page 2 of the Coach's Corner on WLEW. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. Today we are talking all about Harbor Beach football. Troy Schalke on the phone with us currently. All right, so back to it. What's this year been like? How's practice been going thus far?
Yeah, a real nice thing is that both JV and varsity, we have a lot of sophomores that played a lot last year as freshmen down in the JV, and then on the varsity, we have a lot of juniors and seniors that played for us last year. So we've really been able to put a lot of things in right from the get-go. Guys are really mature and really experienced and really working hard so far up to this point. So the first week went really well as far as work ethic and stuff we were able to put in. But we don't have much time. We have a scrimmage Thursday already, so we really have to work hard this week and try to improve each day.
All right, let's take a look through your schedule here. Obviously, you're playing a 9-game season. And to start out, you're on the road at Bad Axe. And then all of a sudden, before Labor Day, you have a league game home against Sandusky. Take us through that one.
Yeah, that's a little scary. Sandusky, another one of our rivals. And it seems like when we have pretty good teams, they're one of the teams that really play us really tough. So that week two matchup is a concern. Obviously, right now, our biggest concern is Bad Axe. But Sandusky number two, a league game, will be something we'll be gearing up towards. Last couple of years, our league game hasn't been until like the fourth game, so that will be a little bit different.
And then here's one for you. On week three, you're playing on Saturday. And why Saturday? Because you're going all the way up to Gaylord to take on Menominee. How did this come about?
Yeah, that's very exciting, and we're glad it was able to be worked out. We thought maybe we were only going to have 8 games, and finally, we were able to work out a deal with Menominee, and they're on the west side of the UP, and they have about a 5-hour trip up to Gaylord, and I think we have about 4-hour trip. So hopefully it'll be a playoff-type atmosphere. Hopefully a lot of people from Harbor Beach will go up to Gaylord. And I think it's a 2 o'clock start time for us, I believe. Hopefully people will go up north and make it a weekend.
Absolutely. Then there's no stopping here. Week 4, you're playing Memphis. Memphis, obviously new to the GTC East this year. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm excited about that. I think we've only played Memphis once, and I think that was in the playoffs a few years back, maybe about 8 to 10 years ago. So that'll be interesting. We always like to play different teams like Menominee, go outside of our conference. And, you know, our kids really seem to enjoy that, and the coaching staff likes that too. So it'll be good to play someone that we haven't played much historically.
Then we get into week 5 out of conference. Lakers at home, then at Brown City. At Brown City, that's typically a tough place to play at. And last year, you actually had a little trouble with Brown City in the regular season.
Yeah, exactly. Renewing the rivalry with Lakers, I think, is fantastic. And I think they're on the 2-year rotation, but that's one that would be worth keeping both geographically and rivalry rise. So I'm really looking forward to that Laker game. And then Brown City beat us on JV last year. Should have probably beaten us on varsity the first time around. And, you know, I think they'll be one of the top contenders for the league championship. So that'll be a big game.
And then the rivalry that's the newest rivalry for Harbor Beach is Ubley at home this year, and then at Marlette, and then closing out against USA at home. Take us through those last three.
Yeah, I think it's a tough stretch there at the end. Ubley is always very good. I don't expect anything less this year. I think Brown City, Ubley, and Marlette have to be the league favorite, and then Sandusky and Memphis too. But that Ubley game's always a huge game and will be again this year. And then Marlette, another team that had a chance to beat us at home last year, and they're always super talented and run a very sophisticated offense, so they'll be very tough. And then USA, a traditional powerhouse and a great rivalry of ours. Is that one at home or away for us?
That is at home for you.
At home, so that's a good thing that we have that one at home. So I think those three games at the end are three of our toughest games.
And one thing to point out is you only have 4 home games this year, and only 3 of those are one you're actually in school.
Yeah, exactly. The season's going to fly by. We love our home games. We have 4 of those this year. Sometimes you play a little bit better on the road for some reason. I don't know if it's our focus or going to a little bit different environment. So hopefully we'll play well on the road this year, and we're going to have a good season.
And what's your overall feel for this season?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Time's flying by. We have our scrimmage this Thursday. We want to make big improvements before then. We'll know a little bit more after Thursday as far as where we stand. And our kids are real excited. We have a lot of good leadership, and it should be a very interesting year.
Well, best of luck to you, Coach Schelke. We'll be broadcasting you throughout the season here on WLIW. Thanks for joining us tonight, and good luck.
Thank you very much, Clark.
That's going to wrap up the Harbor Beach edition of the Coach's Corner on WLIW. The Pirates season ended 277 days ago. Now we are only a stone's throw away from kicking off the 2012 season. The Pirates are on the road to begin their season at Bad Axe on August 24th at 7 p.m. For WLAW Sports on the Coach's Corner, I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. We'll catch you tomorrow, Wednesday, when we interview Cass City's head coach, Scott Cuthrell. Be sure not to miss it on your home for high school football, WLAW. We'll see you tomorrow.
Coach's Corner has been brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center in the Northgate Shopping Center, Bad Axe, by Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe and Carroll, by Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, the minivan capital of the Thumb, and by Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe, the new hotspot of the high school sports world.